Part 3. You will hear an interview with a yoga teacher. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
What comes into your mind when you hear the word yoga? Well, if you think of women in seemingly impossible poses that require endless practice, then you may have an inkling of what yoga is. But that's it, an inkling. You've got a long way to go before fully understanding yoga. I'm certainly no expert, but I have someone in the studio today who can let us in on the yoga secret. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Well, yoga is an ancient Indian body of knowledge that dates back more than 5,000 years ago. The word yoga comes from the Sanskrit word yuj, which means to unite or integrate. Ancient yogis had a belief that in order for man to be in harmony with himself and his environment, he has to integrate the body, the mind, and the spirit. For these three to be integrated, emotion, action, and intelligence must be in balance. The yogis formulated a way to achieve this balance, and it is done through exercise, breathing, and meditation, the three main yoga structures. There is a general misconception that in meditation, your mind has to go blank. It doesn't have to be so. In meditation, students bring the activities of the mind into focus, resulting in a quiet mind. By designing physical poses and breathing techniques that develop awareness of our body, yoga helps us focus and relieves us from our everyday stress.
So what does one need to get started with yoga? I get the impression that you don't need any special equipment. Is that correct?
Yes, you basically don't need anything to practice yoga. The important thing is your attitude, a big heart and a small ego. Some loose-fitting clothes and a small secluded spot in your house will be enough for you to start with. A balanced diet also adds a great deal in yoga practice. A 4-hour interval between meals is advised. To get to know the basic postures, you can buy an introduction book, video or DVD.
There are so many books, DVDs, videos, etc. How can someone know which one to buy? How can we know if someone really knows what they're talking about, or if it's dangerous to follow their advice? I mean, it seems to me that you could do yourself a lot of damage if you don't know what you're doing. And there isn't a professional instructor to keep an eye on you. I've heard horror stories of people getting physically stuck practicing yoga.
You have some valid concerns there, John. And I think the best advice is to go for a few classes with an instructor. And then if you want to purchase a book or DVD, make sure it is by someone who is qualified to teach yoga. You can do yoga at different times of the day. Practicing first thing in the morning is an excellent way to revitalize the mind and body. While practicing yoga, breathing and meditation exercises at night helps induce a deep, restful sleep. Like in regular exercise, you always start with the easy poses to condition your body for the more difficult exercise that follows. Do not strain yourself. Pause when you feel pain or fatigue. As little as 15 minutes of breathing and meditation each day can yield benefits.
So how does someone decide if yoga is for them?
Yoga is for anyone who is willing to learn its ways and ideas. All you require is the will to have a healthier, stress-free self. You may first approach yoga as a way to achieve a great body or to keep fit, and that is perfectly all right. Yoga really does improve your entire skeletal system. But do not just take advantage of what yoga can offer. Yoga encourages you to reflect on yourself and to find your inner peace. It exercises not just your body, but your mind as well. With a healthy body and mind, you're on your way to a more fulfilling life.
Now you'll hear part 3 again.
What comes into your mind when you hear the word yoga? Well, if you think of women in seemingly impossible poses that require endless practice, then you may have an inkling of what yoga is. But that's it, an inkling. You've got a long way to go before fully understanding yoga. I'm certainly no expert, but I have someone in the studio today who can let us in on the yoga secret. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Well, yoga is an ancient Indian body of knowledge that dates back more than 5,000 years ago. The word yoga comes from the Sanskrit word yuj, which means to unite or integrate. Ancient yogis had a belief that in order for man to be in harmony with himself and his environment, he has to integrate the body, the mind, and the spirit. For these three to be integrated, emotion, action, and intelligence must be in balance. The yogis formulated a way to achieve this balance, and it is done through exercise, breathing, and meditation, the three main yoga structures. There is a general misconception that in meditation, your mind has to go blank. It doesn't have to be so. In meditation, students bring the activities of the mind into focus, resulting in a quiet mind. By designing physical poses and breathing techniques that develop awareness of our body, yoga helps us focus and relieves us from our everyday stress.
So what does one need to get started with yoga? I get the impression that you don't need any special equipment. Is that correct?
Yes, you basically don't need anything to practice yoga. The important thing is your attitude, a big heart and a small ego. Some loose-fitting clothes and a small secluded spot in your house will be enough for you to start with. A balanced diet also adds a great deal in yoga practice. A 4-hour interval between meals is advised. To get to know the basic postures, you can buy an introduction book, video or DVD.
There are so many books, DVDs, videos, etc. How can someone know which one to buy? How can we know if someone really knows what they're talking about or if it's dangerous to follow their advice? I mean, it seems to me that you could do yourself a lot of damage if you don't know what you're doing. And there isn't a professional instructor to keep an eye on you. I've heard horror stories of people getting physically stuck practicing yoga.
You have some valid concerns there, John. And I think the best advice is to go for a few classes with an instructor. And then if you want to purchase a book or DVD, make sure it is by someone who is qualified to teach yoga. You can do yoga at different times of the day. Practicing first thing in the morning is an excellent way to revitalize the mind and body. While practicing yoga, breathing and meditation exercises at night helps induce a deep, restful sleep. Like in regular exercise, you always start with the easy poses to condition your body for the more difficult exercise that follows. Do not strain yourself. Pause when you feel pain or fatigue. As little as 15 minutes of breathing and meditation each day can yield benefits.
So how does someone decide if yoga is for them?
Yoga is for anyone who is willing to learn its ways and ideas. All you require is the will to have a healthier, stress-free self. You may first approach yoga as a way to achieve a great body or to keep fit, and that is perfectly all right. Yoga really does improve your entire skeletal system. But do not just take advantage of what yoga can offer. Yoga encourages you to reflect on yourself and to find your inner peace. It exercises not just your body, but your mind as well. With a healthy body and mind, you're on your way to a more fulfilling life.
That's the end of part 3.